Drunk yet?
Hey, Sean. Hey. No, but it's fucking, I'm tired as fuck, so who's this shit for?
Who's making me stay up late?
Joe.
Man, fuck you, Joe.
Joe, man, thank you for keeping Brad past his bedtime, and thank you for giving me an excuse to fucking drink on a fucking, on a Tuesday.
You're the best, Joe. You're the best.
All right, so Joe says this: I recently rewatched the Puppet Master series and have started going down a tiny terror slash killer doll rabbit hole. What are some of your favorite, more obscure films in this genre?
Damn.
I know. And this is for me, when I saw this question, I was like, shit, because this is my kind of underseen subgenre. Like, I love the idea of like killer toys and killer dolls. I remember when I first heard of the movie Dolls by Stuart Gordon, I was in fifth grade or sixth grade. I can't remember, but at that time I was like deathly afraid of horror movies. Mainly, if you listen to the show, I mean, of course you do, just listen to this, but, I believe that if I watched a horror movie, a demon would come in and possess my soul and drag my burning corpse to hell. So back then I kind of had that in the back of my mind. So I was at a little party with my fifth grade girlfriend that I made out with. Thank you very much.
Damn.
And we were at a party and
Jen doesn't listen to this fucking
it was getting
show.
Late and they were going to start watching the movie Dolls. And I was a big pussy. And I went,
God, dude, you're such a pussy, because that movie's like four pussies.
I know, but the cover was so scary. But I was so sheltered, man. Like,
I like that movie. I could see that, because there are some scary parts. But like at the end of that movie, I just feel like it's a fun family fun movie. Like, it has that Charles Band circus music. Again, like I said, like Head of the Family and stuff like that, where it's like, wait, is this supposed to be like a family fun movie? I don't understand.
So on that side of things, so I finally watched it. I'm a huge fan of Dolls. And then the only other movie I've really watched that I love is the Puppet Master series. And before we say anything, I don't think I've seen past three for Puppet Master, but.
Well, you're only like 20 behind.
Yeah, I know. But I always loved seeing their posters. I mean, those movies were being, you know, just pooped out like tacos in Mexico, you know? Just.
Is that racist?
Being.
Was that racist?
No, because, you know, Montezuma's Revenge. And if you go down to Mexico, if you eat a street taco, you're fucked.
Wow.
Anyway, but I always love seeing like the new Puppet Master posters like all the time. So
this is for you, Joe.
Thank you. Yeah. Sorry. You're welcome, Joe. So I'm going to default to you, man. I'm going to look here and kind of refresh.
You're going to default to me.
Well, no. I have some, but I'm going to let you go first because I'm kind of gathering my thoughts, because you have all this shit just stored in your head.
No. So we're mainly focusing on what? Small things?
You know, killer toys, killer dolls, like, you know.
Well, I'll tell you right now, Joe, if you want to go down a rabbit hole, just go to Full Moon Direct or whatever the fuck Charles Band calls it now. Because Charles Band, I'll try to find this article for you, Joe. It's fascinating. Somebody wrote an article saying Charles Band is obsessed with little things. And it's true. If you go through Full Moon's catalog, for the past, you know, since they started until now, Charles Band has done 80% of his films based on little things. anywhere between toys and little creatures. I mean, it is fucking crazy. And you say full Puppet Master. All those films are fucking Charles Band. I mean, Ghoulies is Charles Band. Demonic Toys. Doll Man. Shrieker. Evil Bong. Ginger Dead Man. All of those fucking movies. I think Beasties was another one he did, which is, he made like fucking, he saw, I think Charles Band saw Gremlins and it was like, oh my God. Like he couldn't stop coming. And he just wanted to come over everything and he made all these movies. So, more obscure little things for you, Joe. Well, I will say, even though this one a little bit more popular, so this doesn't answer your question directly, is, Demonic Toys. Even though Demonic Toys looks silly, it's really witty. It's funny. It's just, it's a lot of fun and it does make me giggle. The baby fucking doll thing is hilarious. And I'm not a Full Moon person either. There's two companies that I always kind of steered away from. And this isn't like stuff that Charles Band did with Wizard and stuff like that. I'm talking about Charles Band produced circus music, Full Moon movies is, Full Moon and Troma. Those are two companies I always stayed away from, even growing up as a kid. But, yeah, Demonic Toys, there is a movie from the 80s called Attack of the Beast Creatures, and it's fucking wacky as hell. It's basically these people, crash land. They're on a ship. They crash. And then on this island, there's just a bunch of little fucking creatures that attack them, but they're not even good looking creatures. Like they look like little masks on sticks and, little like awful, awful puppets. So some of the special effects are okay, but, yeah, definitely check out Attack of the Beast Creatures. One that I did mention, I'm not sure if Charles Band had anything. I said this earlier, but Beasties is a lot of fun. It's kind of a riff on Gremlins, but more like R-rated type of Gremlins. I don't know the rating of Beasties, but I think it's R. And then I would say a fun movie that was released. I believe it was released on Blu-ray. And I think I just talked shit about Troma, and Troma released this one, which they're the companies that do the small things. They take those odd creatures and shit to make movies. But it's a easy title to remember because it's called Sorority Babes in the Slime Ball Bowl-a-Rama. And it's basically a bunch of people in a bowling alley where this creature is and kind of just fuck, you know, wreaks havoc all through the bowling alley. But a lot of fun. I don't think any of these movies you could take seriously. That's no, the thing is no, like, hell no. A lot of these movies, I mean, everything, I mean, Gremlins is funny. Ghoulies is funny. Even like the serious Ghoulie movies, they're just, we laugh. It's hard to take little things seriously, where that's the main focus of the film. Like, you know, the gate has, you know, those little creatures that come out. But, I mean, that's just for a fragment of the movie. It's not the basis around it. But I think when movies focus on little things, it's hard to take them seriously. Because, I mean, even the first Critters movie is played, for the most part, serious. Yeah. But it's still really funny, and it's more of a family comedy than anything. But is there a serious Little Things movie? Like where we have something small and
– The only like, thing
– Like small little creatures that actually have like maybe a language in the film. I'm not talking about something like, you know, Slither or Night of the Creeps.
No, no. The only-
but I'm talking about little things where they talk to one another.
I don't think so. I think the only one that tried was Don't Be Afraid of the Dark. I didn't see the TV movie, but I saw the, you know, the.
Yeah, but the is remake. That.
And those things, like, they could have been scary, but they weren't. Like, the CG, I think it's a CG, but, you know, the only things I can think of, like, are dolls. I mean, like, the movie, there's a 1978 movie with, with God damn it, what's his name? You know, Hannibal.
I don't know.
Sounds like Williams.
Anthony Hopkins?
Anthony Hopkins, called Magic.
Oh, yeah. That's like, pretty creepy.
He has
he's
a ventriloquist and he has his dummy. That one would, you know, because the dummy is fucking, you know.
Yeah, Magic's a little unnerving. Creepy, man. I'll give you that one.
Even Dead Silence, I really dig.
Right.
The idea of Annabelle in The Conjuring is fucking terrifying, but the actual movie was, you know, undid all that. But no, I don't think there's ever been a movie but when I was a kid, things like this frightened the shit out of me. Like, my daughter is terrified of dolls, and my wife has a whole bunch of porcelain dolls up in a cabinet in our house, and we were cleaning or doing something one day, and I opened up the cabinet and my daughter walked by and she went, "Well, what are those?" She was just terrified that we actually had a cabinet full of these porcelain dolls. So the idea of dolls for some reason is terrifying. But I don't think any of these are really, that I've seen have really terrified me. I'm on a website right now. It's Horror Freak News. I got to give them credit. Who knows where all this came from, but they have a list of some, movies about, you know, creepy dolls. You've talked about Silent Night, Deadly Night 5, right?
Yeah, but that's not a serious movie in the slightest.
Yeah. That's on this list. Pinocchio's Revenge, you've talked about
that. Yeah, I mean, that's, like, it's a fun movie, but it's not a serious, like, you can't really take it that serious, you know?
No. I haven't watched The Pit yet, but I know that there's,
the kid kind of has this stuffed
bear, but.
No, he has the bear, but there's this, there's these things called trolla logs that live, in the pit. There's like three or four of them. But I mean, fucking Sammy Snyder in that movie is just fucking hilarious. Like, it's hard to take that movie seriously. it's popular because it's so silly. And just kind of over the top, and no one can really act in that movie in the slightest.
Okay. Now there's another one that I'm looking at here called Dolly Dearest from 1991. The screen cap is
pretty
terrifying.
Fucking creepy in the film. Like, she smiles and she laughs. But like I said, it's hard to take it seriously. Like, the movies are portrayed in a serious manner. But I mean, that was a fucking Trimark movie in the 90s. Like, anything Trimark put out was just really goofy. Yeah. They had the same company that fucking put out, Pinocchio's Revenge at the time, I believe. That and Artistan. Like, it's just what they did. Like, the movies, like I said, I'll say it again, the movies are portrayed seriously, but, like, you just can't take them seriously.
Well, yeah, because they're so small,
you just
crush them with your feet or kick them across the room and
you know?
Get the fuck out of there.
It's like, I guess it's unfair to say, like, in Puppet Master, in Pet Sematary, when Gage comes back as, like, you know, the demonic fucking kid. I mean, I understand it's their kid, so it's harder, but just push that bitch down the stairs, man. Like, pick him up by his little fucking overalls and toss him out the window. Like, it's not that hard to get away from these little dudes. So that's why it's comical. At least with Puppet Master, there's multiple ones. But, I mean, fucking little pinheads holding adults down, like, even with his big-ass arms. Like, no. So, anyways.
Let's see here. I'm looking for more. We've talked about Ghoulies. We've talked about Gremlins and Critters. Munchies. Troll. Yeah, there's nothing. Troll 2. The only thing that I can think of as far as, like, tiny monsters are the monsters in the gate.
Yeah, but they're not the main focus.
Those guys, you know, are always kind of.
Like, I mean, they come out. I mean, it's just like a little minion, but.
I think the gauntlet has been thrown. We know some filmmakers. You know, we gotta. Maybe that's a goal we should have. You know, let's make a fucking terrifying little monster slash toy movie that's actually scary.
Not possible.
here's a fun thing. I can say this now because obviously this is never going to happen. A few years ago, I won't mention the director's name though. Just because who knows?
Oh, come on.
No.
There's like six people listening to this. Come on.
No.
It's Screamcast late night. No one's listening.
Oh, wait. No. Oh, it is late night. It is late night.
I think we can divulge more information on late
night. But anybody that's listening on late night, that's right, because we're open. We tell secrets on late night. So if you're listening to this,
I masturbated two nights ago.
Don't tweet about it. I mean, you can direct message me, but don't tweet about it. So anyways, that's right. I forgot about this. It's late night. So when Beyond the Black Rainbow played at I might have told you this too, Sean. I don't know. Beyond the Black Rainbow played at Fantastic Fest in like 2011. I was a huge fan of the movie, and I talked to the director, Panos Cosmatos. His father is the director of Tombstone, of Unknown Origin, Cobra, that kind of stuff. George P. Cosmatos. So Panos made a film, Beyond the Black Rainbow. If you haven't seen it, go watch it. It's amazing. Well, Panos and I became pretty good friends after that. And, you know, chatted and talked quite frequently. And one night I was watching the Ghoulies films, and I was tweeting about it or something. And when he was a little bit more online with, like, social online presence, social media online presence, he, you know, we were just chatting back and forth. And then I got, like, an email, like, one of the following days, like, what if someone made another Ghoulies film? And I said, well, yeah. I was like, that would be pretty cool. I would always love to do something like that. And he said, well, I'm really good friends with a couple people that work for Charles Band, and I've met Charles Band myself. What if we actually wrote a script together as another Ghoulies film? So I was like, okay, that sounds cool. So I binge watched like all the Ghoulies films like five times, which is, not the fourth one, because I don't really consider that a Ghoulies film. So we decided that we were going to make a sequel, but at the same time kind of do a reboot remake of it as well. All those combined into one. So, I mean, the premise of the film, we were going to do Ghoulies go to college and Ghoulies 2 meet Demons 2, where they're in a high rise. And the Ghoulies are kind of the good guys because the people that live in the high rise are just really shitty people and terrible people. So the Ghoulies just start fucking tearing them apart. And we incorporated all the Ghoulies that have been all through the films, and also had a few new ones that were that we created in the script. So basically it was and also it was kind of a heavy metal horror movie at the same time, because this guy,
of course.
Yeah, this guy, it opens up with this dude, like, getting beer and, like, picking up this prostitute and going back to his apartment building. It's kind of, like, high-techy at one time, this apartment building, because it was so new. Now it's just kind of trashy. But it still has kind of, like, these high-tech capabilities. So he gets the prostitute, he goes up, and then he, you know, is having sex. He passes out on top of her after he, you know, ejaculates into her, and she's like walking around looking at, you know, his old record collection, and she comes across like this album that's like sealed up and, you know, kind of looks like, hey, do not touch this. And she opens it up and plays it, and it turns out to be kind of the Ghoulies thing to get you know, them to rise, you know, kind of the little ceremony that takes place in the films. And this guy in his old rock band, that's who they find out he was this old singer that had all these albums. And then he did this one album that was, cursed because weird shit started happening in the studio. So they just stowed it away and never mass printed it. It's the only copy. So she plays it. And then all of a sudden her stomach, cause she's impregnated now with his ejaculated sperm. Her stomach just grows and grows and grows until it's like this big, like extra, birthing, and all the ghoulies just start to pop out. And, then they just start wreaking havoc on the high rise building. But it was a lot of fun. We had a great time writing it. It was a quick write because we knew what we wanted to do and we were ready, for everything. So, yeah, it was a fun little project. It was a nice little writing experience. But yeah, that was awesome. And we were just going to title it, The Ghoulies. So that way it wasn't like Ghoulies 5, but it wasn't Ghoulies right. again, but it was just The Ghoulies.
The Ghoulies. Yeah. Why not?
So,
awesome.
Yeah.
If you guys don't know, Brad has like all these crazy ideas in his brain that he jots down. And one of these days, one of these has to stick, man. One of these is gonna.
Yeah, we'll see, man. We'll see.
All right. Well, I think we've hit our a lot of time. So, Joe, thank you for the conversation, man.
Yeah. Then you get that little tidbit.
There you go.
Tidbit of Brad's
life. Just for you. All right. We've had a few new patrons join up. So welcome you guys. We'll be giving you some shout outs on the next full episode so everyone can hear. But thank you for joining. As we were talking, Brad, we got one more patron. So, now we got to keep doing these.
Man, so, we're in the big dogs now.
We have two more conversations to have on this current list that I have. Then for you new patrons, you'll have a chance to.
What are the new ones? What are the new topic. Ones? What are the new ones?
It's going to be a surprise for the next time.
Oh my god!
Haha! All right, and with that, man, let's bounce. I'm gonna drink and then pass out and go to sleep.
Sounds good.
All right, you guys, thanks for listening. We'll talk to you guys next time. Bye-bye.
See ya.